border with the Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday as health officials struggle to contain an Ebola outbreak that has now killed more than 1,800 people. Witnesses told VOA that authorities prevented most people from crossing for several hours after the Ebola virus was detected in Goma. Rwanda's Ministry of Health denied the border was ever closed, and by Thursday afternoon, people were crossing between the two countries again. The second night of Democratic presidential debates on CNN saw former Vice President Joe Biden facing blistering attacks from his rivals. VOA's Jim Malone explains.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Dozens of people were killed Thursday in aerial attacks on a military parade in the Yemeni port city of Aden. At least 10 others were killed in a separate suicide bombing in another part of the city. News reports say at least 32 people were killed, including a military commander. Thursday's attacks were the deadliest in Aden since November 2017, when the Islamic State affiliate attacked the city's headquarters, killing 15 people. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a rare and dramatic move, the United States has imposed sanctions against the top diplomat of a foreign country. The U.S.